平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我们来看约翰福音的十七章。
Let us turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音的十七章。
John 17.
十七章的第四节。
John 17, verse 4.
请讲。
John 17, verse 4. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
第五节。
Verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
这里主耶稣说，我在地上已经荣耀了你。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ said, I have glorified you on the earth.
他说我们看英文已经做完了，我已经荣耀了你。
So here he said he had already done that.
然后你托付的事我已经完成了。
I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
那接下去第五节呢，就是讲将来。
And verse 5 talking about the future.
父啊，求你使我同你享荣耀。
And Father, glorify me together with yourself.
就是未有世界以前，你同我同有的荣耀。
With the glory which I had with you before the world was.
我们一生只有几十年的时间。
And we only live to be about a few decades old.
所以生命很可贵。
So our life was very precious.
所以中国人在讲一寸光阴一寸金。
And there's a Chinese saying that say our time is like precious, as precious as gold.
事实上时间的比金更宝贵。
But in actuality, our time is actually more valuable than gold.
那这么宝贵的时间，几十年的时间，要怎么来生活？
So how should we live just these few decades of life?
这个是一个大问题。
This is an important question.
这是一个很重要的问题。
And it's a big question.
这是一个很难回答的问题。
And also a question that is hard for us to answer.
因为每个人都有他的想法。
Because everyone have their own opinion.
所以我们活在两个世界里面。
So we live in two worlds.
第一个世界就是我们看得见的世界。
The first world is the one that is visible to us.
也就是人的世界。
That is this human world.
那第二个，我们活在看不见的世界里面。
And the second world we live in is the one that is invisible.
就是灵界。
Which is the spiritual world.
那是眼睛看不见，但是是存在的。
And we cannot see it with our bare eyes, but it exists.
活在这个现实世界是用眼见。
And when we live in this human world, we use our human eyes to see.
活在灵界里面需要信心。
But to live in this spiritual world, we need faith.
所以我们的信仰我们特别真耶稣教很多神迹奇事。我们的信心大部分都强调，你遇到困难怎么靠神
？And so here, in our faith, we always emphasize on when we face difficulties, how we should rely on God.
所以我们听大部分的见证，那个神的恩典都是在祷告中靠信心所得到的。
And in most of the testimony we hear.A lot of them is about how in difficulties they will pray to God and how their faith was strengthened.
那大部分讲的见证都是在地上的肉体的今生的。
And most of the testimonies is what happened on the what they encounter in this human world.
这个好吗？当然这是好。
Is that a good thing? Of course.
这够吗？当然是不够。
But is it enough? Of course not.
因为看得见是暂时的。
Because what is visible is temporary.
不管我们得多大的恩典，那个是暂时的。
Regardless how much blessing and grace we receive, that those are only temporary.
那看不见是永远的。
But the invisible is everlasting.
所以信仰生活这个信心要提升到我们活在看不见的神面前。
And so our faith needs to be elevated so that we can live in front of this invisible God.
那如果这样的哦，我们是生活的目标会有很大的改变。
And if we have that idea in mind, then we will drastically change our mind.
好，生活的目标。
I'll change our goal in life.
好，那生活的目标如果改变，我们生活的内容会有很大的改变。
And if we change our goal in life, then we will change the contents in which we live in.
好，所以我们常常听人讲哦，人只有几十年，要活出最大的价值。
And so we often hear that in the few decades that we live, we need to live a valuable life.
哦，最大的价值。
The most valuable.
啊，那我们就在想哦，一般人所谓活出最大的价值是什么意思？
What does it mean, though, to live a most valuable life?
第一个啊，我们看现在人哈，为什么很注重教育
？First, we see that in today's society, we put a lot of emphasis on education.
因为教育跟工作有关系。
Because it has a lot to do with our job.
好的教育就是要找好的工作。
A good education is so that we can find a good job.
哦，那好的工作呢，就是要得到。好的收入
and to a good job is for us to have a good salary.
哦，所以在现实世界里面哦，我们这个人有多少价值，大概就用公司给你多少钱就判定了。
And so, when in this society, a lot of times our value is determined by how much salary we receive.
哦，如果我们从25岁一直上班到65岁
，If we work from 20s to 60s.
65岁
65.
哦，40年时间。
But 40 some years.
这个40年时间是人的黄金时代。
And these 40 some years is the golden time.
哦，所以学校毕业以后，其实我们就在出售我们的黄金年代。
And so when we first graduated from college, we first enter into the beginning of our golden time.
哦，如果这个公司给我年薪50,000，40年就是价值200万。
If I receive $50,000 from this company, then my whole life will worth two million.
200万，2 million.
2 million.
啊，那如果这个公司给我年薪10万
，But if this company pay me $100,000,
那我一生的价值就是400万
，and then my whole of life will worth $4 million.
好，那这个400万用来做什么
？So what would I do with these $4 million?
提高生活水准。
To elevate my life.
享受我的人生。
To enjoy life.
所以我死了就没有遗憾。
So that I would die without regrets.
这个叫做一般人呐、啊，活出最大的价值。
And that is what most people would think as living the most valuable life.
所以我们常常想到这个慕道者要受洗，受洗本身不容易，不是很困难了，2分钟就结束了。
And so if we think about our truth seeker friend deciding whether they want to get baptized, getting baptized is actually not a very difficult thing. It only takes about a couple minutes.
但是一个新受洗的信徒他的价值观要从地上提升到天上，这不简单啊。
But it is not easy for a newly baptized member to elevate their value system from what is worldly into what is heavenly.
这个不只需要有神迹奇事的信心，这个需要在神面前有那对看不见的价值那一种信心。
And so this is not just a faith that requires seeing miracles and signs, but this is also a faith that is require them to see the value of those things that are invisible.
所以为什么我们常常需要求神给我们信心
？So that is why we always need God to ask God to increase our faith.
因为我们信了几十年，我们在看事情还是用世界上人的观点在看事情。
Because even though we have believed for a few decades, but we always still see things with the values of the world.
那这样的信仰是没有更新、没有成长。
So this type of faith is baseless and it will not grow.
所以什么叫信仰的更新？
So what does it mean to renew our faith?
我对事情的看法，从世界上人一般的看法，进到主耶稣的看法。
That is the way I see things will elevate it from just seeing things from this world perspective into how God will see things.
好，那主耶稣怎么看事情？
So how does the Lord Jesus Christ see things?
那我们回来看刚刚读的十七章，约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn back to John 17.
好，第四节，我在地上已经荣耀你。
I have glorified you on the earth.
那第五节，求你使我同享荣耀。
And verse 5, he said, glorify me together with yourself.
好，这个同享荣耀是什么？就是回到天国，是在天国的。
What does it mean to glorify, to be glorified together? That is to return to the heavenly kingdom.
好，那第四节讲，我在地上已经荣耀你，这个是在地上的。
The first four, it says, I have glorified you on the earth. This is what he did on the earth.
哦，所以这个告诉我们，在地上的生活跟在天上的荣耀是有关系的。
So this tells us that our life in on the earth.Has a lot to do with the glory in heaven.
我们在布道会的时候常常会提到一个重点。
And during evangelical services, we often emphasize on this thing.
我从哪里来？
Where do I come from?
我要往哪里去？
And where do I go?
这个会决定我活在世界上要做什么。
And also, what should I do on this earth?
那对一个没有信仰的人来讲，我从哪里来？我爸妈妈生我。
And to someone who does not have this belief, the question, where do I come from? I came from my mother.
我要往哪里去
？And where do I go?
所以有的人还没有死啊，墓地已经埋好了，墓碑的名字已经刻好了，生日已经刻好了，只剩下最后一个日子没有刻。
And so there are people who already buy a land to be buried and even have the tombstone.Ready, the only thing that hasn't been carved was the date of death.
这个就是我最后的终点。
And so that is the end.
啊，如果死就是终点。
If that is really the end.
那活着就很简单了。
Then living is quite easy.
啊，趁着活着要赶快享受人生。
And since I'm still alive, I need to enjoy this life as much as possible.
哦，因为死就没有机会了。
Because once I'm dead, there's no more opportunities.
那现在我信耶稣了。
But now I believe in Christ.
我们再来想这三个问题。
Let's think about these three questions again.
我从哪里来？
Where do I come from?
我不只是我母亲生的。
Not only was my mother gave birth to me.
我是神所创造的。
I was created by God.
今天的我是主耶稣所拣选的。
The me today was chosen by God.
那我要往哪里去？
Where do I go?
我家在天上。
My home is in heaven.
我变成天上的国民。
I am the citizens of heaven.
我在地上是在做客人。
On the earth, I'm just a sojourner.
所以我最后的归宿是要回家。
So my final destination is to return home.
那这两个问题我们把它确定了。
And so if we are certain of the answers to these questions,
那我活着要做什么？
Then what do I do?
我活着。就是主耶稣这些讲，我在地上已经荣耀了你。
And I live just like the Lord Jesus Christ said, I have glorified you on the earth.
所以，一个人死的那个时刻，就是要在天上来享受神给我们的荣耀。
And so, once a man died, then he will.He will enjoy the glory together with the Lord Jesus in heaven.
所以我们为什么活着？
So that is why we are living today.
短暂的几十年，为着永永远远的来世，预备那个永永远远的来世。
We're living these short decades is for us to prepare that everlasting future.
今生的荣耀，就决定我们将来要重生得到的荣耀。
The glory we have on this earth will determine the glory we shall receive from God.
那当我们整个心思意念用神的话更新了、变化了，生活马上不一样。
And so when our mind and thoughts and heart are all towards God, then our what we think of and what our goals is in life, our life itself will change.
所以信耶稣不是我们自己有一套人生理想，天天祷告求神让我人生的理想能够实现，不是这个啊。
So our purpose to have faith is not that we have these certain goals and ideals and we pray to God every day that we shall get what we wish for.
那我现在活着要做什么？
What should I do now that I am living?
我天天想我要怎么能够荣耀神。
I need to think how can I glorify God every day?
我要怎么把神托付我的做完？
How can I finish the work that God gave me?
这个都跟神有关系啊。
All of this has to do with God.
把神拿掉，我们的生活目标就已经不跟世界上人一样。
If we take away God, then our goals in life are the same as those worldly people.
如果我们这两点抓住，
But if we hold on to these two points,
我能不能荣耀神？
Can I glorify God?
神托付我有没有做完？
Did I finish the work that God gave me?
那尽量去努力。
And if we do our best,
那在我们死的那一天，
And on the day we die,
我们就跟保罗讲的会一样。
And we will say the same thing as Paul.
从此有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And there is a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
所以有的人对人生讲得很潇洒，不在乎天长地久，只在乎曾经拥有。
And some people say that I don't care about forever, I just care about now.
所以我曾经到一个安老院去看过一个老年的弟兄。
I once go to a nursing home to visit an elderly brother.
教育非常好。
He had very high education.
工作非常有成就。
And he also had a very good career.
那后来他住在这个老人院里面。
And he lived in the nursing home.
有一个书架，这个书架里面放什么？照片 ，video。
And he has a shelf, a bookshelf, and the bookshelf is filled with pictures.
那特别有标示几年几年一年一年有那个照片，他到哪里玩，怎么，他的人生的记忆就是在那个照片里面。
And so those are pictures of him traveling to various places, and there were dates on them. So his whole life is on display on those pictures.
这个叫做曾经拥有。
And so that was all he had.
你说哪个地方好玩吗？我可以告诉你，我哪一年去过。
And so if you ask him where is the good place to visit, he could tell you, and he could tell you when he visited.
你说哪一个餐馆很好吃吗？我可以告诉你，我什么时候跟哪一个人去吃过。
He could tell you which is the best restaurant, and he could tell you when and who he went with.
那曾经拥有的人生就不遗憾吗？
And so he should have no regrets in his life.
就不遗憾吗？
Does that mean he has no regrets?
回头看可能没有遗憾，往前看大概遗憾很大。
And if he looks back to the past, probably he won't have any regrets. But if he looks forward, he might have a lot of regrets.
为什么？
Why is that?
如果我没有信心，我没有信耶稣，往前看就是死。
If I don't have faith, then when I look ahead, all I see is death.
如果我有信耶稣，
If I believe in God,
往前看我就是要到主耶稣那里报道。
If I look forward, then I will go to face the Lord.
那主耶稣就问我两个问题。
Then the Lord Jesus will ask me two questions.
第一个，
First one,
神让我活80年，你荣耀神没有？
And I gave you 80 years of life. Have you glorified me?
第二个，
The second,
神托付你的事情你做完没有？
Have you done all the work that God had assigned to you?
如果我们的答案都是肯定的，
If our answers are all affirmation,
好，现在你来天国享受神为你预备的荣耀。
Now you can come into heaven and to enjoy this glory that together with God.
所以当我们把最后一点确定，好像那个 GPS 最后一点确定。
And so if we set our destination just like what we do with GPS,
我们就不容易迷路。
Then we will never be lost.
迷路了还会再找回来。
And even if we took the wrong route, we can always find our way.
如果最后一点定错了。
But if we set our destination to the wrong place,
那我们一生的目标就偏离了。
And then our goal in life will be astray.
就达不到神为我们定的目标。
Then we will not reach that goal that God had set for us.
那如果我们没有定最后一点，我没有目标，就迷失了。
And if we do not even set destination, then we will certainly be lost.
所以我在地上已经荣耀你，这个就是我们生活的目标。
And so I have glorified you on the earth. This should be our goal in life.
那下一个问题。
Next question.
如果我要荣耀神，请问我应该怎么做？
And if I want to glorify God, let me ask you, what should I do?
这个也是很难回答的问题。
This is also a difficult question to answer.
如果我们没有回到圣经，
If we did not go back to the Bible,
我们就用世界上的标准来想，这就是神的荣耀。
If we use the worldly perspective to set the definition for the glory of God,
也就是我们比世界上人更突出、更有成就、更好，这个就是神的荣耀。
And that we live a better life, we are more outstanding than all the peoples out there, then we think this is the glory of God.
我的孩子在学校第一名，这个就是神的荣耀。
My child is the first rank in school. That is glorifying God.
我在最好的公司上班，这就是神的荣耀。
I work in the best company, and this is glorifying God.
当然这个是神的恩典。
Of course, those are all blessings from God.
如果神的荣耀是用这样来定义，
But if God's glory was defined by such things,
那主耶稣怎么荣耀神？
Then how would the Lord Jesus glorify God?
他说我在地上已经荣耀你啊。
He said, I have glorified you on the earth.
第一个，主耶稣没有读书哎。
The first, the Lord Jesus wasn't highly educated.
他怎么荣耀神？
How did he glorify God then?
第二个。
The second.
主耶稣是飘无定所。
And the Lord Jesus did not have a set place.
住无定所，漂流不定。
He always wanders around. He doesn't have a set place to live in.
那这个怎么荣耀神？
So how does that glorify God?
第三个。
Third.
主耶稣不是我们街头那个木匠的儿子吗？
Isn't the Lord Jesus a son of a carpenter?
这个怎么荣耀神？
How would he glorify God with that?
如果以世俗的条件来讲哦，主耶稣怎么能够荣耀神？
With the worldly qualification, how would the Lord Jesus glorify God.
所以圣经里面讲啊，主耶稣是匠人所丢掉的一块石头。
And so the Bible have mentioned that the Lord Jesus is a stone that cast away by the people.
那个匠人是什么？
What does that?
匠人啊，就盖房子那个。
A builder.
那个匠人是什么？文士、法利赛。
So the Lord Jesus was the stone that cast, that was thrown away by the builder. And who are the builders? Those are the scribes and Pharisees.
文士、法利赛人就是要盖人的、建造人的信仰。
And so those scribes and Pharisees were supposed to build up people's faith.
他看主耶稣这个算什么？
And so the Lord Jesus, what was he?
主耶稣很会讲道。
And he know how to speak sermons.
你看他讲道可以吸引五千个人。
And when he spoke, he could attract the multitude.
他一直讲到太阳下山。
He would keep on talking until sunset.
如果今天在这里一直讲到太阳下山，会发生什么事情？
And so if I keep talking here until sunset, what will happen?
最后只会当时剩我一个。
And probably I will be the only one left in the chapel.
他可以讲到太阳下山。
But the Lord Jesus was able to talk to the people until sunset.
因为他在讲天上的事。
Because he was talking about the heavenly matters.
所以文士法利赛叫一个人去抓耶稣，过了几个小时，那个人回来了。
And the Pharisees sent someone to arrest him, and after a few hours, the person came back.
从来没有人像他这样讲过。
He said, no one have ever spoken like him before.
我是法利赛人说，你要做他门徒啊。
And the Pharisees asked this man, do you want to be his follower?
但是文士法利赛没有办法接受。
And they were, the scribe and the Pharisees were not able to accept.
为什么？
Why is that?
他爸爸是木匠，他是拿撒勒人耶稣，拿撒勒能够出什么好东西？
Because his father is a carpenter, he came from Nazareth. What can a mere Nazareth do?
所以如果我们用我们世俗的标准来讲荣耀神，主耶稣要怎么荣耀神？
And so if we use our worldly perspective and qualification to judge the Lord Jesus, how could he glorify God?
但是为什么他说我已经做完了，我已经荣耀你呢？
And but why did Jesus say, I have glorified you on the earth, I have finished the work?
那我们就再来想，到底主耶稣怎么荣耀神？
And so let us think about this. How did the Lord Jesus glorify God?
好，我们现在来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
好，约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
十八节。
Verse 18.
第一章十八节。
John chapter 1, verse 18.
好，请读。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
从来没有人看见神。
Says no one has seen God.
为什么？
Why?
第一个，神是一个灵，所以你看不见。
First is because God is a spirit, so we cannot see him with our bare eyes.
第二个，
Second,
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
God lives in the light that the people were not able to approach.
那个光代表什么？
What does that light represent?
那个光代表生命。
That light represents life.
那个光代表神的公义。
That light represents God's justice.
那个光代表神的荣耀。
That light represents God's glory.
就好像你到外面去看太阳，你看不见太阳是什么，太亮了。
And just like if we go outside, we could not directly see the sun because it's just shining too brightly.
我们人有罪。
All of us have sin.
我们带有肉体。
And we are also have this flesh.
所以我们没有办法看到神的荣耀。
So we are not able to see God's glory.
但是父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But here it says, but the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father has declared him.
这个独生子啊，就是主耶稣啊。
And this only Son is the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣把神的荣耀把它表现出来。
So the Lord Jesus Christ has declared the glory of God.
所以主耶稣说，我已经荣耀了你，是他把神的荣耀表现出来。
And so when the Lord Jesus said, I have glorified you, it just means that he have declared the glory of God.
那主耶稣怎么把神的荣耀表现出来？
So how did he declare the glory of God?
好，我们现在看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章第九节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 9.
请读。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
这个第九节讲神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。这里讲神本来就是灵嘛，看不见也摸不到。
And so we mentioned before that God is spirit, we cannot see him or touch him.
但是神的本性很丰富的，用我们看得见的方式把它表现出来。
But God's form and bodily things, we can see the fullness of Him in a bodily form.
也就是在主耶稣的生命生活里面，他把神的本性活出来。
And so the Lord Jesus in his life, he has lived up all the essence of God.
所以这个荣耀的神啊，他的本性就是主耶稣把他活出来，那这个就是啊神的荣耀。
And so we can see all the essence of God in the Lord Jesus when he was living on this earth, and that is the glory of God.
那这样看起来，我们要怎么荣耀神？
And so, if we know that, then how should we glorify God?
好，然后所以我们再看第二章的第九、第十节。
And then let's read Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. Verse 10, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。好，这个是神对我们的应许。
And so this is the promise of God.
所以我们要追求让神的丰盛的本性在我们生活中表现出来。
And so we must ask God to let his fullness display or be complete in us.
有时候我们在看那个教会代祷的名单。
Sometimes if we look at our prayer requests,
很多。
We have a lot.
那我们仔细想在代祷什么。
And so let us think about what is it that we pray for.
大部分都是身体欠安。
A lot of them are people who are in sickness or they have certain difficulties.
不错，神是我们的父亲。
And,
神是我们的父亲。
And sure, God is our father.
他看顾我们。
And he will watch over us.
所以他会听我们祷告，帮助我们解决我们的困难。
He will listen to our prayer and help us to overcome all our difficulties.
但是如果一个教会所有代祷的名单都是为着病痛，这个也好像我们的祷告缺乏很重要的一点。
But if all our prayer requests are all about people who are asking to be helped in their sickness, then maybe we are lacking something.
就是缺乏灵性上的追求。
We are lacking the spiritual pursuits.
因此我们要让神的本性在我们身上彰显出来，这个要很大的努力啊。
And so we, if we want to God's fullness to be displayed in us or be completed,
这个要很大的追求。
Then we have to make a lot of effort and a lot of hard work.
这个就是信仰生活的重点。
So that is the most important thing in our faith.
所以信仰生活本来是从德我要德大部分的德都是地上的。
And so in our life of faith, a lot of time what we want to gain is the worldly things.
到最后我们追求是属灵的。
But in the end, what we pursue after are spiritual things.
我要去追求神的本性在我生活中表现出来。
I want to pursue for God's fullness to be in my life.
当我们的信仰生活把这个定作目标。
And when we set this as the goal for our life,
你发现了我们的教会会非常有力量。
Then you will find that the church will grow to be very strong.
我们知道什么叫中年危机。
And we all heard about midlife crisis.
当我们在年轻的时候目标很清楚。
When we were young, we have very clear goals.
我就是要读书。
I want to study.
拼老命终于学校毕业了。
And I work hard and I finally graduated.
那现在下一个呢？
And what's next?
找工作。
Find a good job.
我们在公司上班最怕什么？被 lay off。
And what we afraid of when we're working is that we get laid off.
特别过了40岁、50岁你有房子贷款、车子贷款，一大堆的开销，被 lay off 压力好大。
Especially after we are past 40 or 50 years old, we have mortgages and a lot of loans and debts. So if we got laid off and have no income, that would be a big deal.
所以上班很认真，不只要赚钱，要保住我的工作。
And so we work hard not only to earn money, but also I need to keep my job.
所以目标很清楚。
So our goals are very clear.
再来成家，养孩子。
And then you get married and have children.
我们越爱我们的孩子，我们越付出。
The more we love our children, the more we want to give them.
希望他学十八般武艺。
And we want them to learn all sort of skills.
也会跳舞，也会画画，也会打跆拳道，什么都希望他会。
And we wish them to learn everything from martial art to music and arts.
所以目标很清楚。
So we have very clear goals.
但是人上了五十岁以后。
But after we pass 50 years old,
有时候经济就比较稳定了。
And we have, we are very steady financially.
那小孩子有的已经去上大学了。
And our children are in college.
工作也稳定了。
And we have steady job.
空巢期只剩夫妻两个人。
And at home, oftentimes it's only you and your spouse left.
那现在就开始在想，那我现在活着要做什么？
Then you will start to think, then what should I do now?
所以人就找不到生活真正有意义、有价值的目标。
And then they no longer can find a goal that they deem valuable and meaningful.
这个就是中年的危机。
So that is midlife crisis.
所以有的就会去找刺激。
So some people will go out and seek excitement.
找刺激是什么？
What does that mean?
在创业。
They will start a business.
那就很多的刺激，有成就感。
And they will feel the sense of accomplishment.
有的就搞婚外情。
And some will have extramarital affairs.
因为婚姻结婚太久了，腻了，弄个婚外情很有刺激。
And so they were, they got married for too long. They wanted to have an affair to get some new excitement.
有的经济好就大量花钱。
Some who has a lot of money will spend big.
这个都是中年危机一个转发出来的另外一种生活方式。
And so these are the lifestyle that spun out of having midlife crisis.
那信仰生活也会有中年危机。
And so in our life of faith, we will also encounter this midlife crisis.
你看到人为什么拜偶像？
And if you see why people would worship idol,
不在乎两个原因，发财保平安。
And there are two major reasons. What one is for wealth, and one is to keep peace.
今天我们找到了耶稣，他是真神。
And today we have found the Lord Jesus, and He is the true God.
我们来找耶稣，大概也是保平安，神看顾我平安。
And we seek the Lord Jesus also to keep us. Peace.
再来，其实不要发大财，至少让我生活没有困难。
And secondly, I don't need to be super rich, but at least I have no difficulties financially.
工作不会被 lay off.
And I won't get laid off.
这个是信仰的入门。
And that is how people enter into faith.
那入门以后，目标如果没有提升就中年危机。我不晓得信耶稣要做什么。
So after they enter and believe, if they don't elevate their goals, then they will no longer know why they need to believe in God.
礼拜六我一定会去做礼拜，因为这是诫命。
And on Saturday, I will certainly go to worship because that is a commandment.
我赚钱一定会献十一捐。
I would of the salary or income that I receive, I would definitely pay tithe.
那有守安息日，有献十一捐已经不错了。
And it's already very good that I can keep the Sabbath and also pay tithe.
所以信仰生活就是守安息日，献十一捐。
And so my life of faith is all about paying tithe and also and coming to church on Saturdays.
所以我们就发现有的人信仰生活信很久，那个信仰生活没有力量。
And so we will find out that for some people, even though they have believed for a long time, but their faith has no power.
为什么？因为他没有目标，你怎么有力量？
Why is it? Because they don't have goals, and how could they have strength then?
那信仰生活目标是什么？
So what should be our goals in our life of faith?
主耶稣说，我在地上已经荣耀了你。
The Lord Jesus Christ said, I have glorified you on the earth.
想想看我们在外邦人面前，我们真的可以荣耀神吗？
And so let us think, in front of non-believers, can we really glorify God?
我们有把神的本性显出来吗？
Do we display or show the fullness or the essence of God.
我们在教会里面
in a church,
我们真的有把神托付我的做完吗？
Have we done all the work that God have gave me?
当我们重新设定这两个，就是我信仰生活的目标。
If we once again set these two as the goals in our life of faith,
我信仰生活好多事情可以做。
And then we will find out that there's a lot to do.
而且发现每个人信仰生活就有活力。
And you will find that everyone will have a living faith.
那教会就动起来了。
Then the church will grow.
为什么？
Why?
因为他已经找到了目标。
Because it has found the goals.
好，那如果我们把这个当作目标来生活，会有什么结果？
And so if we set those as our goals in life, then what will be the result?
神会怎么看我们？
How would God see us?
我们现在看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第十节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 10.
verse
10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
这个第十节叫你的行事为人对得其主英文叫 worthy.
And it says that you may walk worthy of the Lord.
那 worthy 什么意思？
What does worthy mean?
就好像但以理书那个伯沙撒王。
Just like in the book of Daniel, King Belshazzar.
有一天他用圣殿的器具在宴客。
And one day he used all the vessels of the temple to entertain his guests.
宴客是很快乐的时间
And entertaining guests is a very pleasure moment.
忽然间，这个墙壁有一个指头在写字。
And all of a sudden, he sees a finger writing on the wall.
你在神的天平有亏欠。
And then you fall short of the the Lord.
一边是神给他王位，另外一边是他的生活。
On one side is the throne that God gave him. On the other side were the way he lived.
也就是说，他的生活跟神给他的恩典不相配。
That is to say that his life does not balance the blessings or grace that he received from God.
那对得起神，就是我们的生活在神看起来是有价值的，有重量。
And so to be worthy of God is to that in life we are as valuable as the blessing or grace that we receive.
所以我们不要想说生活很忙就代表很充实很有价值。
And so we shouldn't think that if just because we're busy in our life, it equals that we live a full life.
我的生活在神面前有没有价值？
We have to think whether our life is valuable in the eyes of God.
所以为着让我们的生活在神看起来有价值。
And so, for the sake of having our life being valuable in the eyes of God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我今天的日子不住为你们祷告祈求，你们在一切属灵智慧的悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
我们完全知道神的旨意。
We need to know the will of God.
那照神的旨意来生活。
And we live according to His will.
那我们的信仰生活在神看起来就是有分量、有重量。
And so our life will be worthy. Our life of faith will be worthy in the eyes of God.
这个叫做对得起神。
And that is to say that we live a life that is worthy of Him.
这个就是我们信仰生活的目标。
And that is our goals in our faith.
我们要在神面前对得起他。
We have to walk worthy in the eyes of God.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.